you for calling Royal Bank America Leasing. If you know your party's
transferring call, please hold.
Hello, this is Rob. Can I help you?
Hey, Rob. It's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Oh, good, Ruben. How are you?
Good, good. I sent you an email. It's actually behind. I just want to make sure if you received it.
Oh, did you just send it?
I did. I was supposed to send it to you the other day, and it's a zoo every day, it feels like. But I was wondering if I could steal your time for about 45 seconds.
There we go. I got it. It's here. Yeah.
So, really, in straightforward, I'm sure you work with guys like Barry kind of on a one-by-one basis.
Right.
That's really not what our company does anymore, to be honest. There's like, I'd say a few senior guys here that have a good concept of leasing, but we're pretty into heavy working capital. I'm kind of unofficially in charge of helping shepherd a lot of the equipment financing, so I'd be more than happy to get some deals your way. But I really did want to talk to you about the working capital program because, you know, no BS, I think it could make you thousands of dollars a month.
Yeah, you were mentioning that. And maybe there is an opportunity there.
To put it in perspective, if you're good at working capital as a rep in this industry and you've got the right contacts, certain months you're bringing in $50,000 in margin a month on working capital loans.
Well, it's
not like, hey, Rob, I'm going to pitch you to, you know, get you a Starbucks. It's a real product, and I just wanted to tell you about it briefly and answer any questions. So do you have a minute?
Yeah, sure.
So I kind of put, like, just like leasing, there's a lot of moving parts. The industry is for working capital is beyond saturated. Your average customer, especially if they have, I'd say, a smaller, say, under 5 to 10 million a year in sales, they're probably getting 20 calls a day, 10 letters in the mail a day on this product. It's nonstop. So what's very interesting is that there's a few classes of merchants. They're referred to as merchants. One is a customer who is just absolutely desperate for money. If they don't get money, they're going to have bad problems. Another customer is someone who's looking for the best rate. Then the third thing is the refinance customer who's obviously trying to, you know, put these things together, because a lot of these people, they take these loans and quite frankly, some of them get in some pretty big pickles and they need some help. So how can I help you? Well, if you're going to pitch it as a referral source, I never, you know, I'm a big believer, don't kill your own deal in funding once to get paid and then pitch it. But here's how I would do it. If you notice weekly or daily ACHs, just tell the customer, hey, look, I noticed you had a working capital loan. Partner with a finance company that might be able to get you much better rates and better terms. Let me have them give you a jingle. What do I need to get them approved? I just get a current app from them and a few months bank statements. We look at 6 usually, but we can even do it off of 3. When you talk about it, I think the easy laydown in a sense, or the easy solution, would be that if you see a customer with daily or weekly ACHs, based on the programs that I have, about half the customers I could actually refinance into much better terms and have them be extremely happy when they leave my doors.
Okay. So when I'm looking at their bank statements, and we get that a lot because that's something I think I mentioned to you that we ask for and we use it in our scoring model. So I'm seeing them. And so when I'm looking for ACH withdrawals, what am I looking for? I'm looking for an ACH that's going, you know,
You're looking for the same dollar amount. You'll notice, like, you've seen, like, have you ever seen a company called On Deck Capital on one of your customers' bank statements?
Yeah, I think I have. I know of On Deck Capital anyhow, but.
Great. So we work with them. Great company. But let's say, what are you looking for? Well, when you're scrolling through these bank statements, you're looking for the same payment each day. But oftentimes what you'll see is, and if this is like a great opportunity, is some of these customers end up getting multiple loans. They're out of control, to be honest. And so sometimes you'll see multiple ACHs, like one to On Deck, one to another company. That's called stacking. Okay. So you're just looking for the same payment coming out each day or each week. Basically, why is this company continuously hitting your bank account? You'll see it pretty quick. You can also noticing often a lot of working capital companies don't even pull credit, but sometimes you'll see a lot of working capital inquiries. And so you'll notice if you look for the inquiries, you'll notice for like you'll see 5 or 10 bunched up in like a few days, and then you know what you're dealing with.
Okay,
so that's
all right. Well,
that go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say what I'll do then is I'll kind of keep my eyes open for it, and then As I look at these bank statements, I may get a bank statement and send it to you and go over it with you and say, okay, here's what I'm seeing. Now you tell me if you think this is what we're talking about here. And then you can let me know if you think that somebody, you know, like whoever it is that I bring, if that looks like somebody that you'd be interested in.
It's not someone I'm interested in. I have programs. I don't mince words. I have programs where I have people that have amazing credit, amazing – this is a cash loan, so it's extremely high risk. There's a UCC place on the business, but – at the end of the day, these are viewed as unsecured cash loans that are based on cash flow. They have a much higher default rate than equipment. But I can help anyone. So if your customers have a loan, and I definitely think if they have a loan, it's a better thing to do post-closing. You can feel free to send it to me, but I don't know if it's appropriate for me to start working with a customer that you haven't, you know, gotten paid on.
Oh, no. I'm just saying at this point, just to give me an idea of what I'm looking for so I know that I'm looking at the right thing. You know,
You'll see, George, real quick. So the way to look for it is you'll look at the last month or two bank statements. You'll look at the transaction history, and you'll look for, is the same dollar amount coming out each day or every week? It will be grossly.
Yeah, no, and I know what you're saying. Right. So, okay, and it'll be staring me in the face.
Correct.
So,
but let me tell you about something that might work for you. This is actually what I do with a lot of my clients. So in addition to helping people out, and by the way, Rob, you'd be shocked about – the one thing that's very interesting about working capital is when it first started, I think it was viewed as this is a horrible product for a horrible customer. It's extremely mainstream now. So a lot of the customers that are buying this money have great businesses and great credit, and it's an opportunity to help someone and make money yourself, and everyone wins. But there's another thing that I'm not sure if you're comfortable adding, but I included in my email. So what I do after all my loans closes, I pitch a customer working capital. So you do a lot of tech equipment, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you could develop your own tech pitch, but I can tell you what I do for the stone industry. So when I work with these customers that sell stone, they're doing the manufacture of countertops. You know, you go to your hotel, your house, or apartment, countertops. So what is the pitch that I've developed? Well, I've gone to these customers and said, hey, look, who do you buy stone from? Well, I buy it from do you buy it locally or do you buy it internationally? Oh, well, I buy it from this local guy. Oh, okay. Have you ever thought about buying in bulk or buying international? Well, yeah, I have. What would you save by having that? Well, the average stone customer that I work with, for every dollar that they spend buying from Brazil or India or China versus buying from a local person, it's about 60% is what their cost is. So if they spend $100,000 in a month, they have to spend $60,000 internationally. The whole issue is with an international purchase is that you have to pay cash, whereas a local person, they'll give you terms. But when you actually walk that customer through the math and you say, hold on, so if you were able to get a $60,000 loan and buy direct, you would be saving $40,000 a month. There's 12 months in a year. You'd be saving $480,000 if you can get access to that $60,000 loan. And you get the wheels turning, and actually to many of these customers, it makes a lot of sense. I've done some tech deals, actually, where who knows why these people need the money. But if you ever want to talk to your clients about, hey, look, about needs, like, hey, look, do you want some extra cash or do you need some extra cash? Do you want to hire employees? I just want to give you an idea of what you can qualify someone for. So do you mainly – you don't deal with a lot of pure startups, I assume, correct?
No, not a lot, no.
Okay. So the basic line is that as long as someone's been in business really a year – you can get them up to 10% of their gross sales. Sometimes even, there's some programs that go crazy like 20%, but usually it's 10% of your gross sales per month. But once in a while you can quote, and I include my email, up to 2 months because we do have some programs that are highly aggressive. So let's say you've got a lot of customers that do, say, $2 million a year in sales, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So if they're doing 150 to 200, let's say they're doing 200 grand a month to keep it simple. They can potentially get 200 to 300, maybe even 400, but about 200 grand in unsecured cash, and they can get it within 24 hours, and they don't have to pledge real estate. In terms of credit, we go down to 500 on this product. So
wow.
So this is something that for someone, when I first heard of this product, it's evolved into a very complex process, very moving parts, a lot of with refinancing, but you can effectively go to your clients and say, hey, look, are you looking for some extra cash? You could qualify up to X. And the only reason why we'll turn down deals or we can't get deals done because we have a variety of sources is the following. if someone is extremely overleveraged. So if you see like four loans in that customer's bank account, very, very hard to get them because they're just, they're out of control.
There's nothing left.
For many of these people, and I, not to be like pessimistic, but many of these customers that are taking multiple loans, they're effectively bankrupt. They just don't know it yet. Yeah. There are some companies that are getting, I mean, we stay away right now, and it's both a good and a bad thing. There's a really horrific product in our industry, which is like a 3-month loan, and you're paying 50% interest, simple interest over 3 months. So if you're borrowing 100 grand, you're paying back 50 grand in interest over three months. We don't do that product, not because we don't want to, but because the companies that technically do it, they're not nice people. They are, you don't want that person calling your business as a business owner. It's kind of the worst of the worst. But if you are looking for those ACHs, if you are seeing those ACHs, or you want to pitch someone, and hey, what kind of cash? And I could, you know, if you want to develop a pitch, feel free to, or you could just say, hey, look, we've got a lender that they could qualify you for X. It could make you a lot of money. I actually went through my Rolodex for customers when I started doing this that I had funded. And I just said, hey, look, would some additional cash help you? And I was able to actually make a significant amount of commissions on it. And
okay.
We would do it start to finish. We'd split it 50-50 with you. And I'd say, hey, Rob, here you go. Customers funded. Here's how much we paid. In terms of other, one thing you mentioned, like other programs, if you have any customers that just aren't going to fit your model and you want me to do the deal, I'd be more than happy to help out. You know, I just got to disclose that it's a sub-broker deal.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And that's no problem for us. So, all right. Well, let me go over what you emailed me here, but I'm guessing that it's pretty much everything that we just discussed, and I understand what you're talking about. And that might be something that that I could sell. And you're right. I mean, at the end of the sale, my sale's done, and I can pitch something off to them, which sometimes I get asked about anyhow.
For working capital?
Yeah, I have on occasion. I mean, you know,
people I would honestly. That,
so
it's one of those things where, for a lot of people that you've been in leasing a long time, and actually for many people are not as open to the product as you. Many people view it as a horrible product and don't want to touch it. The way that I view it is this, it shouldn't replace leasing, but I'm telling you that a lot of customers are actually, there's a lot of people that will pitch this product and they'll say, hey, screw an equipment lease, let me just give you a cash loan right now and you can just pay cash. So it's kind of, there's a flip side to it, but in terms of helping your customer and commissions, it's significant.
Yeah, well, and I, you know, I think it can work as an add-on for me. I mean, that's, you know, I've already got my equipment deal, so... but it's just a, hey, it's another means to an end to financing somebody and getting a commission out of it. So
one out of every two customers I'm doing equipment loans for is taking one of these products, just, you know.
Wow. So
and multiple times often. But yeah, that is like the data that I have. It's one out of every two customers, and that is not me like making up a number. It's I'm probably being too conservative.
All right. Well. Let me look into this, and I may take a look at some customers that I have, and see if there's somebody that might fit.
Cool. Anything else I can do for you?
Not right now. No. Let me go through it, and if I have any questions, I'll shoot you something back. But I pretty much understand what you're talking about here, and I bet I could fit this in and make it work.
Cool.
So let me see what I can do with it.
You got it, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Ruben. Appreciate it.
You got it. Bye-bye.
All right. See you. Bye-bye.